Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Brandon. I'm going to be playing Windshear. Or I guess I have been playing Windshear. You've heard me for an episode at this point. And my mundane name, my real name, is Ramon Castillo. Windshear is a Latino man. He has hair that kind of like comes down just below his ears and has a little bit of a curl. He doesn't quite go for the whole greaser look, but he's got like a little bit of that. He's definitely wearing like a little bit too much grease in his hair. He, in his normal day-to-day life, he wears kind of plain clothing, kind of unassuming stuff that's sometimes a little bit baggy on him because he's more fit than he looks. And he kind of tries to like keep that on the DL so that he doesn't get caught as being the vigilante Windshear, who is going out at night and dressed in like a very classically superhero sort of costume. Like it is bodysuit all the way. It is in blues and grays with kind of it's not like striping on the side, but kind of like the paneling on
like
the sides.
Contouring.
Yeah, kind of like
yeah,
that. Like
body con.
Yeah, I guess.
The side panel.
Yeah,
to make you look
side
thin.
Panel thing.
Yeah, I guess you an hourglass.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely, he's very concerned about the hourglass shape. Definitely, he wears a half mask that goes and covers the nose and the eyes and like comes back over the back of the head. So it's not like the little mini domino mask. It is classic cover your hair, cover your ears, Spider-Man style. But his mouth is showing. Lets him breathe a little bit easier. He does not have gloves because his hands are kind of involved with his powers, and he's been struggling to get it to actually work if he wears the gloves. But like, you know, he's got like the big thick belt on with a couple little pouches. He's not Bronze Age, so he doesn't have 100 of them, but he's got like, you know, he needs to have his house keys somewhere. He is the Janus, so he is balancing a bunch of different obligations. Oh, you know what I should maybe mention, because it's on the first page? He has air elemental powers. They aren't as powerful as the Windshear that we've seen in the modern timeline, but he has some ability. He does like a lot of like kind of shadow boxing things where he like punches and like a fist of air comes out, or like he like jumps and like catches onto air or like pulls himself up. He definitely can't do like the flying, levitating sort of stuff, but it's kind of low level stuff that he is trying to build up and do more with. But this is the Golden Age, which is a time where there's not a lot of big time powers. He's got all sorts of obligations in his life because that is what the Janus is about. He works at his Uncle Federico's bookstore, where he does kind of the math in the books, and he also does some delivery of books for people that don't want to come into the store, but like, or like can't come into the store. So like, you know, he slings a bunch of books in his backpack and runs it on over, because, you know, people got to get their books. It's important. He also is married and has a child. Yeah, he married young because he and his high school sweetheart, needless to say, Raquel, had a kid. And he was like, all right, you're pregnant, we're getting married, and has a little ankle biter. So he's got a little kid. He's got a little 8-month-old boy named Ignacio, and kind of balancing his relationship and his life and his family stuff and his child and his job is all quite a bit of stuff to do, especially when, you know, he's got to go out at night and fight.
Crime.
Yeah.
I think you're looking
Make
for.
The world a
well,
safer
I was trying
place.
To come up with a way to like mention that it's kind of low power stuff because he's also kind of low power.
Crime.
Yeah. Low power crime. Not super.
The way people know it.
Yeah, true. Now, my relationships are a little funky.
Yeah.
Because my relationships are with people on my team with 17-year-old Ramon. Was Centurion around in the Golden Age? Because I know he's been around Protean City like forever.
I think the answer is yes.
Because I had an idea that I like. Because one of my things is you refused to tell Blank your secret identity when they asked.
Mm-hmm.
And Centurion would be so wonderful to be like kind of prying into someone's identity while giving nothing back.
Yeah. We had said that Centurion is a hero who has been around forever.
Yeah.
Wears that full mask, never takes it off.
Yeah.
And it's been around long enough that people are like, this can't possibly be the same person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's fair. And I think their costume has changed.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
definitely
super high tech right now.
Yeah.
And it would probably be a very low tech, almost yeah. like just a Roman Centurion costume.
My guess is that Centurion at this in this era would be kind of like peak human potential sort of thing.
Yeah.
Really big buff person who yeah. has a shield, a spear, and yeah. fights crime.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I like the idea that they asked Windshear who they were, and Windshear was like, no, that's not going to happen. Because theoretically, in the Golden Age, there weren't a whole lot of heroes. There's fewer Golden Age heroes than there are modern day heroes, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, who's on your team would be...
Who's around.
Yeah.
And I don't know that... Like, Striped Eagle's kind of big leagues. Dynamic Blitz is, like, out there in kind of the spotlight in a way that Windshear wouldn't want to be.
Also, both of, like, Striped Eagle and the Dynamic Blitz, they don't really wear masks.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Like people, like maybe even Windshear is one of the first heroes who really started wearing a mask
yeah.
to hide their identity.
So yeah, so I think I'm going to put in for that. I refuse to tell Centurion. And we don't currently know whether it's the Centurion that is also, like we don't know yet whether yeah. Centurion is one identity or has been a bunch of people. Because
yeah.
we've floated the idea that it's an immortal Roman.
Because, yeah, like, there are definitely rumors that it's an actual Roman centurion.
Yeah.
One of Centurion's best
Legion.
Friends is an alien.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe there's some space magic or technology involved.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, so I refused to tell Centurion my secret identity when they asked. Phyllis knows me from my civilian life first. As the Janus, I get some moves. I took... Savior as the label that embodies my mask, which means I can swap once per session I can affirm either my heroic or secret identity to switch mundane with my mask's label.
Hmm.
And when I reveal my secret identity to someone who didn't know it already, I mark potential. I also have game face. When I commit myself to save someone or defeat a terrible enemy, mark a condition and take +1 ongoing to all roles in direct pursuit of that goal. And at the end of the scene, which I don't make progress towards the goal, mark a condition. And if I fulfill the goal, mark potential. It's kind of going like, hey, it's actually pretty much, it's the Doom's feature related to pursuing saving yourself from the
yeah.
Doom, but on a much smaller scale.
And with potential and not Doom.
Yeah, like basically it's set up in a way so that it basically is doing the same function. It's, I need to deal with this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll save you. You're willing to pay high costs to keep your loved one safe. Reveal your secret identity to someone watching or mark a condition to defend a loved one as if you rolled a 12+. Now, you may notice both of those involve marking conditions. So we'll see how well I'm able to stay standing.
It's okay.
I think that makes sense based on what we know about present Windshear, though.
Yeah, he's kind of a
goes hard.
Burnout, feel your emotions.
Yeah, yeah. He feels hard.
Yeah. And this Windshear definitely also is feeling a lot of feelings often.
Cool.
Kind of a miracle he's alive, really. He's James Dean fucked up.
Yeah, and he jumps in and, like, the first time that he put on his mask was because he saw some people, like, attacking somebody with like, knives, and he was just like, nah. And he's just... 15-year-old kid who didn't know he had superpowers ran in and started fighting them and, like, you know, left cut and limping and hurt and going, oh, I punched that guy from, like, 3 feet away. That was pretty cool. And, yeah, so that is, that's Windshear, unless anybody has any questions.
Okay, so what is his educational level?
He was in high school when he and Raquel realized that they were going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to the school and said, hey, can I sign up for GED classes while attending school and just, like, crank out my final year in the next, like, 3 months? And they gave him some pushback, but he was in there every day making sure that it would happen. And so he got himself his high school diploma and has enough of an education that he's able to balance the books for a small bookstore on a pretty regular basis.
Okay. So he did finish high school. It was just at an accelerated rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he knew that he wanted to be able to, you know, provide and support and things like that, but he had to kind of get things done. There was a 9-month window that he had to kind of get a lot of things done in.
What is the relationship to his parents? You mentioned an uncle, but...
Yeah, he's got a pretty good relationship with his family. Until relatively recently lived with his parents, but now he's got a small family and has managed to get himself a little apartment and get them a little place. But it's a pretty recent change. And so they're living close to a whole lot of Castillos. His uncle and his aunt, because his uncle's married, his parents, he's got two siblings, and they get together as often as they can. But although they're not as busy as Ramon is, a lot of them are busy, you know, like just kind of on that grind. There's kind of just a definite getting stuff done mentality that the whole family has, that you go and you do the work. And once you go and you do the work, then you get to retire and then things are great.
His wife.
Yes.
Raquel?
Raquel.
Raquel. Does Raquel know that he is a superheroine?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
He's managed so far to hide his mutation from her as well.
Okay. What was a time that like came really close to her finding out?
There have been a bunch of times where he comes in injured. And so like there have been several arguments about the fact that he's clearly not taking care of himself, that he needs to start carrying a weapon or something. If he's going to go do a delivery and in a part of town that's a little bit rougher, he needs to protect himself. He needs to go with somebody. Hey, you're a married man with a kid. Maybe you shouldn't be doing delivery runs in scary parts of the city. So that's been a lot of it. And I think there was also a time that like, that a part of his costume got stuck to the window as he was coming inside. And she found like this weird, like kind of bodysuit sleeve. And there was like a whole trying to figure out what it was. And he ended up having to go and convince a neighbor to say that it was connected to a kite that their kid was using and whole big crazy thing.
I think we're good.
Cool, cool, cool.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.